walk me through the narrative of the race as it happened to you in terms of what your expectations were, what surprised you or disappointed you along the way, and sort of how you're feeling now?
The race really tracked fairly closely to what I had anticipated. Mr. Locke was able to garner a lot more of the business community endorsements than I had expected or really liked, but I'm very proud of the endorsements that I received, and the fact that I was able to raise enough money to stay competitive in the face of the sort of business establishment lining up behind him. I was well pleased with the depth of my volunteer and community support. I had more individual donors and more volunteers than all six of my opponents combined, and that made a tremendous difference in the race. The fact that it was such a very low turnout election yesterday was a little disheartening after having campaigned for so many months, and for someone who believes that local government is the most important level of government. But the fact, again, that I had the great community support, and I won on the strength of my ground game and the grassroots network was very, very gratifying.
What was your reaction last night when you saw the early vote come in?
I had been expecting to be in a runoff, been saying that for really since the beginning of the campaign, but did not really know who I would be in a runoff with. Considering the amount of money that Mr. Brown spent, I thought that, and that he seemed to be surging in polls, I thought that he might be the likely one, but you know, I had a plan in place for whoever was in the runoff with me.
And speaking of that, what is what's your strategy now? Like, what's your path to win?
We had a game plan for any opponent in the runoff, but in a very, very low turnout election, as we had yesterday, the strength of interest in your voters is what's most important. That passionate connection and commitment from the voters, which I had, and really, I don't believe anyone else in the race did. I simply have to get my voters back out. We know the universe now. There won't be a lot of new voters in this election. The ones who showed up yesterday will be the voters who move forward. And I just have to bring my voters back out, and I win. If I can add to those votes with convincing Morales or Brown supporters to come back out, that'll add to the margin. But I'm quite confident I'll be the next mayor of Houston.
And the you talked about the passionate supporters. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that you had that and maybe others didn't? Is it because you've been in office for a long time? Is it you've cultivated people? Tell me a little bit about that.
It's not just a matter of being in office. I have been 6 years a council member, 6 years a city controller, but I was an active community volunteer for 20 years before that. So for nearly three decades, I've been engaged in the Houston community, built up a network of friends, supporters, colleagues in all parts of Houston. And I have a track record. These are people who have voted for me in six consecutive winning races. They know me, they trust me, and have seen me work. So I actually have a track record, and particularly in this tough economic time, when there's a lot of economic uncertainty, I believe that voters are going to turn to someone that they know, someone who's always told them the truth and has a good track record in office.
And if I'm not, so pretend I'm a voter in Houston, and I'm not one of those people maybe who's voted for you in the last elections, but I came out this time and voted for Brown or Morales or somebody else, I'm trying to pick who to vote for now. Why do I vote for Anise Parker over Gene Locke?
I'm the candidate ready to lead this city from the first day in office. I'm the candidate who understands the budget and financial situation of the city and is ready to tackle the tough job of providing the same level of city services for fewer dollars. We're going to have to find efficiencies. We're going to have to be strategic and set priorities within the city budget. Coming out of the controller's office, I have a series of initiatives I can begin to implement as we manage to the revenue shortfalls we're experiencing. I have a head for the business side of the city, but I love Houston. This is my passion, and local government is what I live and breathe. There's not going to be anybody in this race that's going to work harder or care more than I do, and I expect the voters to respond to that.